Your reaction to today's draw, Warren?
To be fair, I think it was a fair result in the end. Disappointed with our second half performance because, looking at the first, by miles, that was the best we've played. You know, says it when Paul comes over after the match and he says, that's what you get for not sticking your chances. And you know what, he's 100% right. You know, we had enough chances in the first half to win two games. And, you know, I don't think it's about an out-and-out goal scorer or having a finisher. It's just, you know, we lacked a bit of composure in the final third when it mattered. You know, and as I say, that was a disappointing thing, second half performance. Said to the boys at halftime, you know, they've got two ways to go here. Either they're going to go, they're going to come out fighting, and to be fair to them, they come out fighting, and they made it very, very hard for us. And, you know, they got their reward in the end, but even with a goal, I was very disappointed with a goal because, you know, from a set piece, to concede the way we did, you know, it shouldn't happen. But the thing is, you know, it's a point on the road. Still very, very early days in the season, and, you know, the boys have got to realise how good they can be. I said it last week, and, you know, that first half performance showed it. But, you know, only coming in at 1-0, it's a dangerous score, and I said that to them, and, you know, it's come back to bite them.
It was frustrating that we just couldn't get that second goal to kill the game off, wasn't it?
Listen, with enough chances, you know, it's one of them. Did you deserve the second goal? Because we missed too many clear-cut chances. That, as I said, we should have put these to bed. But, you know, unfortunately, that's football. And, you know, they got their equaliser in the second half, and, as I say, probably ended up with a fair result.
Institute showed last week and again today that there are going to be no pushovers in this league.
No, they're not at all. You know, Paul wants them to play the right way. You know, it's a difficult place to come. And I thought, you know, we should show character, as I said, and teams will find it hard down here. But, you know, it's what I said in that change room. We've got to believe that we can do. And, you know, we certainly did that in the first half, but didn't do it in the second.
Perfect opportunity to bounce back on Monday night then, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a difficult one, to be honest, because, you know, it's hard to ask players to play 48 hours later in a cup game. I think this is one where you're going to have to look at your squad and, you know, give some of the players a chance to recover, because you see how hard it is this time of the season with boys getting cramped. And, you know, to put them through their paces again 48 hours is an absolute travesty, if I'm being honest. You know, it shouldn't happen, because, you know what I mean, it's hard enough to put their heart and soul into 90 minutes of football on the Saturday and they ask them to go and do it again. It's a difficult one, but as I say, it gives a chance to some of the players who, you know, are on the fringes of the squad, and a chance to play.
Good luck for Monday night, one.